T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, we've got big elections here in the Commonwealth of Virginia this year for Congress, and we now know that State Senator Jen Kiggins will be the Republican nominee to challenge the Democrat incumbent Congresswoman Elaine Luria in the new 2nd Congressional District. And Senator Kiggins is with us this morning, and I appreciate you coming on. It's almost a week late, but congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much, Don. It's great to be with you today.
Yeah. So tell me why you think you pulled this one out, because you had some folks challenging you.
Yeah, it was a great victory last Tuesday. Very exciting and a lot of work. This is definitely a top seat in the country, a top five race for the Republican Party, and absolutely a seat we can get back for Virginia. So we worked our tails off for 14 months. I mean, you know, bottom line, it was a lot of work, but we have a lot of support, a lot of momentum, too, just with the great victories we had last November with Glenn Youngkin and Winston Sears and Jason Meares and flipping the House. So the wind's really at our back, and we feel like this is ours to lose. I mean, you look at what the failed, you know, Democratic policies have done just for the country. I mean, there's still a lot of people that are paying attention, especially in Virginia. We saw Virginia voters get out vote last year, and we need those guys back. You know, this year it's a referendum on the Joe Biden administration and just his disastrous policies. And in the 2nd District, those policies go by the name of Elaine Luria. So we are fired up, really excited about the great victory. I had a great team behind me. I certainly don't do this alone. And, you know, politics is a team sport. But it was a great win, and we're really excited about November.
Now, I took note that my former boss, the former senator and former governor George Allen, endorsed you down there. So I always kind of perk up when I see who when he steps into the fray, because a lot of times he doesn't do endorsements. That stood out to me. That was good for you. But then I was
He's watching great social media,
and you know, there's always this debate in the Republican Party of how conservative can someone be in different parts of the state and get elected? And there, you know, everybody throws around the rhino term. How do you describe yourself? And, you know, your opponent tried to make you out to be a moderate liberal instead of a conservative. I guess you'd push back on that. How do you respond to that?
Yes, I would push back on that. I am a lifelong conservative with a very conservative voting record in the state Senate. That, you know, anyone can look up. That's public knowledge. But the important thing for the 2nd District down here was that we had the Democrats playing in our Republican primary, which we had to get that message to voters. You know, it was the last probably 2.5 weeks of the campaign. But the Democrats dumped over $600,000 into this race. And this is a tactic that they are using all around the country, where they are trying to boost up unelectable candidates that they feel like they could beat in November because they're desperate, right? This is where we're at, for they have nothing else to run on, nothing positive to campaign off of. And they were scared to death of me, of my campaign. They knew that when I won on, you know, last Tuesday, they will have lost the seat in November. So their only, you know, last ditch effort was to boost up an unelectable candidate who has on the record said a lot of kind of extreme things on issues, and they would just have run that, you know, his campaign into the ground. So they spent a lot of money on mail pieces, on attack radio ads against me, television. So it was a bit of a mess. We had to really turn up our volume and refute just the disinformation, lying about my voting record, which was wrong, but it was just a tactic that we didn't expect. But again, they're doing this in other places around the country, and I guess this is how they play. You know, they have millions of dollars, so you know, what are you going to do with your? You can only spend so much on a campaign. So now they're playing in our races, and that's where it's wrong, and that's not right, and that's what voters need to know about. Just going forward and in the future, I mean, this is the fight we have on our hands. And half of my battle is just educating voters out there, you know, to be smart, do your homework, look at each candidate, because we've got to get the right person in place. And my district here in CD2, I mean, it is not a far right district. It's not a far left district. It's purpley, you know, flip flops a lot of times with this congressional seat. It's going to flip flop this year. So, you know, that's my Senate district as well. And I just try to be just kind of that, very staunch conservative candidate, but a person who can, you know, I'm also a Navy veteran. I'm a healthcare provider, as a nurse practitioner. I'm a mom to four. So I certainly try to, you know, make some common sense decisions, which I think is appreciated by my district. And as evidenced by our win in 2019 in the state Senate, you know, and our win that we'll get this November as well.
Now, Congresswoman Luria has been accused of some ethics violations. She's on this January 6th commission, which, you know, as an aside, I think is a total sham. And I think it's embarrassing that a Virginian is a part of this. And I hope she's held accountable for her participation in it. But have you studied the allegations against her as it relates to fundraising off of the service on the committee? Do you have a reaction to that?
Yes, we just hit her yesterday, actually, on that issue specifically. It's an ethics violation for her to be fundraising off of her official capacity sitting on the January 6th commission, which you know, her promoting that, and she likes to highlight, you know, her role in that group. But it really just goes to show how out of touch she is with the voters of the 2nd District and really of all Virginians. I mean, there's one thing that we hear at the doors, anytime we talk to voters, you know, civically church groups, whatnot, you know, they talk about the economy. They talk about gas prices. I have never knocked on a door, and we knocked on thousands, right, the past year, where a voter said to me, you know what I really care about is what's going on that January 6th commission. Like that never happened. But the amount of times I knocked on a door and people told me, hey, I can't continue to operate my business because I'm a contractor and I've got all these trucks and these machines that need fuel. I mean, I had a guy pull up at the polls on Tuesday and say, you see that truck? You know, I'm in the construction industry. I just paid $225 to fill up my truck. You know, I know with my kids in school, I used to give them $20 a week to fill up their old Honda Civic. And now it's costing me $60+, you know, to get those kids to school and their activities. So these are the things that Virginians, but really all Americans, care about. It will be economy, economy, economy this year. That's what's on the ballot in November, and that's how out of touch the Democrats are, that they are focused on other things like January 6th.
If you're in the Congress and the Republicans are in the majority, do you think you can try to turn this around, even if Joe Biden or, you know, maybe Kamala Harris is in the White House?
Yeah, I'd really like to see, you know, the Senate flip this year as well. But this is kind of step one, flipping the U.S. House. And yep. Things look good for us. We are, you know, we haven't won anything yet. So we need to keep, you know, our pedal to the metal. But once we get there, I think we can continue to push for the things that we need to do, things that are common sense solutions to lowering our gas prices, things that we can do to get money back in the taxpayers' pocketbooks. We need to continue to press for reopening the Keystone Pipeline, continue to press for finding domestic sources of energy production. We need to be energy independent. We need to be energy exporters in the form of natural gas. There are things we need to do. Now, obviously, it would be the next step is to take back the White House in 24, one thing at a time. I try to think, you know, how can I do my part and serve my country, you know, again? And being a part of this team that's going to flip the House and just reprioritize, you know, what we need to do to restore that American strength. That's really where we're at, you know, strengthen our economy, strengthen our borders, strengthen our foreign policy. But that's the embarrassment and the weakness of the Joe Biden administration. I mean, those are the things that flipping the U.S. House will be step one.
Senator Jen Kiggins is a Republican nominee to challenge the incumbent Democrat, Elaine Luria, in the 2nd Congressional District. Which is a little, you know, we still have a lot of people who listen to this program on the Odyssey app, and the signal barely gets down to the Navy Yard and everything. So I think there are people in Tidewater who listen to us. And I appreciate you coming on. I hope we'll talk a lot between now and November. Thank you.
We will. Okay, thanks, John. Have a great day.
You too. All right, 7:47 on this Tuesday. Oh, and I should mention that we have invited Congresswoman Luria on the show. And if she or her team heard something today that they want to push back on, I'm delighted to have her come on and listen to her assessment as to why she thinks she should be reelected. I promise I will give her that time if she would like to take advantage of it, just for the record.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.